fdic.gov/moneysmart. This is the Money Smart Podcast Network, where you learn how to wisely spend it, save it, and protect it. Be money smart. Here is your host, Nick L. Savvy.
It's all about loans, folks. That's our topic for the next several segments. We'll cover how to obtain a loan, the types of loan options available to you, and the terms and conditions you should expect and weigh carefully before applying for credit. This is Nick L. Savvy here on the Money Smart Podcast Network. I've been blogging this morning on the basics of borrowing and the ins and outs of credit reports. Lots of listener questions are coming my way, so I thought that it's time again to bring you my blog report. And if you don't know, that's when I answer anything money you want to know.
We here at MSPN would like to remind listeners that this is a simulated podcast presented here in a radio show format for educational purposes only. It is therefore not possible to participate in this pre-recorded show or to contact the Money Smart Podcast Network, any of its guests, or its host, Nick L. Savvy. Thank you.
As I scroll through my blog responses, I am noticing quite a few questions on just how to go about obtaining a loan. Here's an example from Joe. Nick L., I applied for a loan for last week. This morning, I found that I was denied the loan. Something about my credit report. I'm in shock. What do I do? Well, first of all, Joe, please know that the bank is not making a personal judgment against you. It's making a decision about your ability to repay the loan based on the data it has about your finances at the time of your application. In this case, your credit history was in doubt. Now, you can take steps to repair your credit and improve your chances of getting a loan the next time you apply. In the previous few segments, we talked about credit reports. Joe, I recommend downloading the segments under Your Credit Report Card for guidance on how to do this. In the meantime, I suggest you request a copy of your credit report by going online to www.annualcreditreport.com or by calling 1-877-322-8228. This is the only authorized site for your free annual credit report. Beware of sites with similar names that charge fees for their products and services. Second, I want to tell you not to panic. When you panic, you risk making bad decisions. For example, alternative loans like refund anticipation loans and payday loans may seem better on the surface, but they often end up costing you much more in the end. They also don't carry any consumer protections that the bank loans offer. Again, I suggest requesting your credit report and working with a credit counselor to improve your chances of getting a loan from a bank. A follow-up question just popped up on my blog from a listener in a similar situation as Joe. Nick L., I just heard your answer to Joe. I had the same things happen to me. What I still don't understand is how banks make decisions in the first place. This is a great topic for today, how credit decisions are made by the banks. Well, folks, lenders generally review the four C's to decide whether to make a loan to you. What does it stand for? Well, I'll tell you. The four C's stands for capacity, capital, character, and collateral. That's a mouthful, I know. Lenders look at all these when they make decisions about whether to take a risk on you with their money. Let's take a brief look at each one. First, capacity. Banks need to know if you'll be able to pay back the loan. As a result, they look at whether you have enough income to pay your bills and other debts first. One important question is how long have you been in your job? Generally, a lender would like to see you've held the same job or same type of job for at least a year. Another question is how much money you make each month or what your monthly expenses are per month. A bank will compare your debt, including the amount you owe and other monthly expenses, with your monthly income. This is called a debt-to-income ratio. It helps determine how much money you can afford to borrow. So capacity is your ability to meet your payment obligations now and in the future. The second C in the four C's stands for capital. Capital refers to the value of your assets and your net worth. Assets are things you own that have financial value. How much money do you have in your checking and savings accounts? Do you own a house? Do you have investments or other assets like a car? Lenders will also compare the difference between the value of your assets and the amount of debt you have. This is called net worth. A positive net worth demonstrates your ability to manage your money. Third, lenders consider character. Character refers to how you've paid your bills or debts in the past. Your credit report is one tool lenders use to consider your willingness to repay your debts. And finally, lenders may want collateral for your loan. See, lenders take a risk to lend you money. Therefore, they want to be sure that their money is secure and they'll get it back. A secured loan often requires collateral or a guarantee. An unsecured loan is not backed by collateral. Credit cards are examples of unsecured loans. Giving the lender collateral means that you pledge an asset that you own, such as your home or car or your savings account, to the lender with the agreement that it will be the repayment source in case you cannot repay the loan. Items such as clothing or kitchenware or furniture are not considered collateral. If you have no credit history, you can sometimes have someone else co-sign your loan as a guarantee. A guarantee is a form of collateral. It occurs when someone you know agrees to be responsible for any money you owe the lender but have not paid. This responsible person is called the co-signer of the loan. So you see, folks, you have to do your part to secure the loan. If you take care of the four C's, the bank can more easily take care of you.
You're listening to the Money Smart Podcast Network. Be money smart. FDIC.gov/moneysmart.
The emails are pouring in. Looks like I need to explain character a bit more. Folks, when I talk about character, I mean your financial character, your behavior when it comes to managing money. Generally, banks will use credit reports to obtain character information. Have you had credit in the past? If you have a good credit history of repaying your other loans, you will have an easier time getting your loan request approved. How many credit accounts do you have? If you've never had a credit account, you may have difficulty getting approved for a loan. Having a good credit history shows a lender you can borrow money responsibly. Here are some other questions. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy? Had any outstanding judgments? Had property repossessed or foreclosed upon? Made late payments? The information booth on the Money Smart page of FDIC.gov goes into more depth on these issues. At any rate, if you answer yes to any of these questions, you'll likely have more difficulty getting approved for a loan. However, some lenders will ask you to explain what happened. Depending on your circumstances, the lender might be willing to approve your loan request. Now, some lenders let you prove your character without a credit history. For example, they might ask for proof that you pay your rent and utility and phone bills on time, or that you make regular deposits to a savings account. Other examples of alternative ways to show a creditor that you're a good credit risk may include how responsibly you pay insurance premiums, medical bills, school tuition, child care payments, or personal loans. Ask the lender to consider alternative forms of history. If a lender is not willing to do this, shop around for one who will. We're nearing the end of our time together for this segment of the Money Smart podcast, and I want to end on a legal note to reassure my listeners. Be assured that under federal law, lenders are prohibited from denying a loan or discouraging an applicant based on the applicant's race, color, religion, national origin, gender, marital status, or age. Lenders also cannot make a decision based on whether or not an applicant receives public assistance income. If you feel you've been denied because of one of these, you have the right to file a complaint. Banks cannot deny you a loan because you contacted their federal regulator to complain about them. More information on this law, called the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, or ECOA, can be found in the segment entitled Your Protections. That's it for this segment of MSPN. Hope you gained some valuable insight on how to obtain a loan. Up next on MSPN, types of loans and their terms and conditions.
This has been another edition of the Money Smart Podcast Network with your host, Nick L. Savvy. For the complete transcript of this segment and additional content on banking, visit us at fdic.gov/moneysmart. Money Smart is a production of FDIC. FDIC, maintaining the stability of America's banking system. Be Money Smart.